Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John.
Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples.
His popularity with the people made them jealous and alarmed them.
When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once again to Galilee.
Now he had to go through Samaria.
So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar,
near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
Jacob's well was there.
And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey,
sat down by the well.
While Jesus rested, his disciples went into the town to buy food.
All of this took place at noontime,
when people seldom went to the well.
A Samaritan woman came to draw water.
Will you give me a drink?
The Samaritan woman said to him,
Why would you, a Jew, ask a Samaritan woman for a drink?
You see, in those days, Jews considered Samaritans unclean. They hated them and would not associate with them.
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
Jesus' response puzzled and intrigued her.
Sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and his herds?
Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life.
Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
Then Jesus surprised her when he replied,
Go, call your husband and come back.
I have no husband.
You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
The woman was amazed that this stranger knew the truth about her, and yet still spoke with her.
Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim we must worship in Jerusalem.
Jesus would not let her dodge the truth with a discussion about a side issue.
Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship both in spirit and in truth.
The woman said,
I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.
Then Jesus declared,
I who speak to you am he.